What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm super pumped. We have an awesome guest.
I know.
This is a guest that really gets me excited.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know how. I mean, our relationship, I guess, was kind of founded upon UFC fight parties. People may not know that, but
I know.
Early on, when we were together, we would throw these massive parties at our house that were all about the UFC.
With big cutouts and everything, right?
Yeah, big cutout posters. People would win prizes because we'd have this crazy gambling pool going on about who would bleed first, who would tap out, who would do this, like all these questions you had
like
to answer.
Like lunatics.
Yeah, like we were crazy. It was we had 50, 60 people.
It was so much fun. We should do that again.
It was a blast.
Those old times when everything was just easy, no kids, just about having a great moment.
Yeah. Seriously. So our guest was the winner of The Ultimate Fighter, is now a coach, Juliana Peña, who is the current bantamweight champion, who beat Nunez, which was a huge upset. And now they have a rematch coming up. I cannot wait to
Let me
to
ask
her.
You, bantam weight, what weight is that? That's super light, right?
I'm not going to ask this girl what her weight is. You can ask what her weight
I
is.
I will for sure.
I'm going to get punched in the face. I mean, we're on Zoom,
no,
but still.
No, she's not going to do that. And...
oh, there she is. As we're talking about your weight, this is really awkward.
Juliana, what is bantam weight? What is that weight?
135. That's the big girl class.
Oh, it's a big girl class. Oh, I thought it was the little one. Okay, so how tall are you?
5'6".
Okay, 135. Beautiful.
She was like, what's that weight? I was like, I'm not going to ask her weight.
Well, in terms of like men versus women, it's almost like I would say like light heavyweight because there's 105, the atom weight, 115 straw, 125 is the flyweight, and then 135 for bantamweight. So it's kind of like the compared to like light heavyweight for men.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's women's bantamweight. So 135.
We were just joking, not joking, but in seriousness, we've been together for 16 years. And when we first started dating, thank you. We were, you know, I was a fan of UFC 1. Like when I was in high school, I saw when it was just a cage and there was no time limit and it was all weight classes and, you know, the rise of Gracie and all, you know, Shamrock, all these dudes, right? And so I grew up watching UFC my whole life, introduced you to UFC, and we used to throw these massive UFC fight parties where we'd have this crazy gambling spreadsheet of, you know, who would strike first, who would bleed first, who would do this, you win by submission, like all these questions you had to answer. We'd give out money prizes, we'd have cutouts.
T-shirts.
Oh, wow. we were diehard. It was amazing. And we still obviously love the UFC. We haven't had a party in a long time, two kids, and you know, life gets in the way sometimes. Sure. But we're so excited that you are on our show.
This is like a dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you have a huge rematch coming up. Anyways, let's talk about you. Let's talk about how this all started.
Yes. Well, honestly, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks.
And it kind of got started in a weird way. My sister invited me to a woman's cardio kickboxing class and I needed to lose some weight. I wasn't really doing anything besides serving tables. And so I was like, let's do it. And then I joined this woman's cardio kickboxing class and my coach was like, who taught you how to punch? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, where did you box? I said, I've never boxed before. He's like, well, who taught you that? I said, you just did. And he's like, oh, he's like, well, you're a natural. So that's kind of how I got started. I threw my first punch and I haven't really looked back since.
Wait a second. You started in cardio kickboxing to be a UFC champion?
Yeah, I actually threw my very first, like, technical first punch at 19 years old.
So hold up. Wow. So you weren't a girl that got into fights, like, in school or had issues, you made a face. So you did get in some fights.
Well, I mean, I fought only once in summertime. I was a freshman I was actually in eighth grade going into my freshman year. And up the street, they would have, like, boxing parties, like, underground boxing parties. And so I was going into my freshman year in summer, and I fought a senior. And that was, like, my first official fight. And I beat her up.
You did?
And then, yeah, I beat her up. And then on the very first day of school, our lockers are boom, right next to each other. Like, yeah, right next to each other. And so needless to say, she moved out and she went and found a new locker. Oh, but that was my first official fight. And then I got in like one more fight, I think, like at a random party, but it was against a guy. It wasn't very serious. And I would just say that being the youngest of four and growing up in a kind of like, my brother was a massive WWE fan and he beat the snot out of his little sisters. And so just growing up aggressive, but not really knowing where to channel that energy until 19 years old, when I knew nothing about the UFC. I didn't even know what the UFC was. And it wasn't until I stayed in the cardio kickboxing class for a few months that I kind of got introduced into the whole realm of what the UFC is.
Wow.
You know what's interesting? I'm the youngest one of four as well, but I have three brothers. They're all older than me. And people laugh at me because I say, you know what? My favorite sport is boxing my whole life as a Puerto Rican. You know, I grew up in Puerto Rico. Boxing is like the number one sport, that and baseball. And pageants. It's also.
She went to the pageantry side. She didn't do cardio kickboxing or a fight in school.
But it's like, well, like, what are your passions? Boxing and ballet. You know, it's really interesting because my whole life I grew up watching boxing. And like, that's why when we met, he's like, what's your favorite sport? Oh, I love boxing. I'm like an encyclopedia. I will go to Vegas to see all the fights. Cause I'm like, I grew up with men, you know, and I remember all the time just fighting with my brothers.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me how someone, you know, either you are someone who likes confrontation or you're fine with, like you said, you being aggressive, knowing that you can punch or be punched. What is that saying that Mike Tyson had? Like, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Right?
That's
like
right.
It's a big thing to not just get into a fight at school. And an area I grew up in was not the best of areas. And there was fights all the time. I got into maybe one fight in junior high and I was able to avoid it later for the most part. But like, we'd see fights all the time and you knew kids that were tough and kids who weren't tough, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate into a career, but it tells you might have something inside of you that, you know, all right, I don't mind getting roughed up or roughing someone up. So you didn't really have that. You got into a fight, but you didn't really have that. But you clearly had a natural ability, which is fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I got into my very first MMA fight because I was poor and I couldn't pay the gym dues. And so my coach that had been training me the whole time, he's a local promoter and he was putting on a show and he was like, "You're fighting." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "You don't pay dues, you're fighting." And I was like, "No, I can't do this." And so, you know, my very first fight, I swang for the fences and, you know, beat up that chick like she had owed me lunch money from the third grade. Wow. And I took out every ounce of aggression that I had on her. And after that, I was like, I will never do this again. Like, literally, I can almost like bet. My dad, he got down on his hands and his knees. He cried. He begged me, please don't ever do this
not
again.
To do it, really.
I literally was like, okay, I swear I won't. And then like, you know, like a week or two later, I was like, so when's the next fight?
Wow.
And it just kind of took off from there. You know, when you're in school, and especially because, you know, I played all of the sports like that high school offered, but I was never a part of any like club league, you know, so I was always getting like JV or C squad. I could never make the varsity on anything. And so, you know, I never had a niche. I never had a thing. I never had a thing that was like my own. And so when I found fighting and especially always getting beat up by my brother all my life, I was like, this is it. This is my thing. This is finally something that like I'm good at. And that is like a one-on-one competition. I don't have to rely on a team. You know, I can just do it all on my own. And, you know, it's all up to me. And I really connected with that because, you know, when you get put on JV or C squad, not everybody wants to win all the time. And mm-hmm. I'm so competitive that I want to win all the time. And so fighting for me just kind of, it really truly found me. I didn't look for it. It wasn't oh. something that I was avid about. I wasn't a fan or anything like that. It just kind of fell into my lap organically.
And let me ask you this. So when you start fighting at the early stage in your career, and we have friends that, you know, are very into boxing and very into the skill of it all, right? When does it transition that you're like, okay, I can't just throw a bunch of, like, there's a ton of strategy behind what you're doing and skill set. It's not just obviously who always punches the hardest or who always does this. Like, you're learning a craft now, the better you got. And then you'd start facing people that might have maybe they're not as strong as you, maybe they're not as tough as you, but they might have just more experience, right? And then now you get to that point where you bridge that gap. When did that happen in your career where you're going, okay, this isn't just a fight. There is a whole skill set that I have to build around this.
Yeah, it was my fight, my very first loss, actually, in my hometown. The girl snapped my arm. And I mean, I tried to stick it back in the socket and go round three, wow. but I got pulled out of there by the scruff of my neck. But it was when she arm barred me that I realized that you can't just go punching people in the mouth and walking through them, that there's dangers that you have to be aware of, you know. And when I tried to punch a hole through her face, I'm getting my arm taken. Now I'm getting arm barred, you know. So that's kind of when it hit for me. It was like, you can't just be all aggressive all the time because you're going to get caught. You know, you yeah. have to be able to fight off of your back, fight on the feet, fight in the clinch, and kind of be methodical wherever the fight goes. And that was something that I wasn't taking into consideration at all. I was definitely overconfident in that fight, thinking that I was just going to walk right through her if I just got mad and aggressive. And I ended up paying a big price for it.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
How many disciplines now do you have to master to be able to do, to be like an incredible MMA fighter? Like 5, 6 of them?
Yeah, there's multiple, and that's what makes the sport so amazing. There's multiple ways to win. I would say the most dominant martial art is wrestling, and that you have to know how to be a really great wrestler. I think if you look at the history of the sport, dominant wrestlers are the one that you see do the best. And then there's jiu-jitsu, of course. You have to know how to do jiu-jitsu. Boxing is a big one, and kickboxing as well. Maybe like a Muay Thai or a kickboxing style can pay dividends if you know how to fight on your feet, because if you can't get the fight to the ground, you're going to have to get past the hands first. And if you can't get past the hands, then you're in a world of trouble. So I would definitely say that boxing, or maybe just all around stand-up fighting, kickboxing, Muay Thai, boxing is a really great start, as well as the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu. And those are primarily where I stay.
Which one is your favorite?
I would say the wrestling, the jujitsu, and the boxing, definitely the boxing. I'm not much of a big kicker. I would say I see a lot of girls transition from taekwondo or even karate that, you know, get really great starts, and they can be able to gauge the distance really well and keep people away from them. But I'm the type of fighter where I'm waiting for you to kick me so that I can close that gap. So I'll just wait for one kick, and that way I can get into the clinch and wrestle you down and try to choke you out. And that's kind of my style. But I've definitely been, since I moved to Chicago, focusing and kind of tuning up my stand-up game and making sure that, you know, my hands are just as good as my wrestling and my jiu-jitsu.
Where did you grow up, Juliana?
Yeah, Spokane, Washington.
Born and raised over there then?
Born and raised in Spokane, Washington. My dad is from Venezuela. My mom is from New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very cool. And you're in Chicago now?
And I'm in Chicago, yes.
Why Chicago?
So I came out here from the UFC. They invited me to Latino Heritage Month to represent for the UFC and be the ambassador. And I fell in love with the city, and it smelled like pizza and chocolate. So I was in. And then my head coach in Spokane told me that there was a Hicks and Gracie black belt that lived out here. And so he put me on a train and had me go out to the suburbs. And I trained with this Hicks and Gracie black belt. And so I started coming over here and doing my camps over here. And I was so in love with the training that I was getting in the Chicagoland area. And then, you know, I met a boy, got pregnant. The rest is history. I'm here in Chicago. I'm a lifer.
You have one child?
Daughter.
I have one child.
Daughter, yes. Right? How old is it? Four?
Four. Yeah.
Oh, it's like our son.
Yeah.
Our youngest is four. That's life changing for sure.
100%. Yeah. She's awesome. She's the light of my life. She really is a cool kid. I mean, I'm sure you guys know your kids are everything to you, but she's a very, very cool kid.
So cut to, she's 8 years old and she's like, Mom, I want to do what you do. Because we do in the acting world, we're always like, even then we're like, no, I don't want you to act. But like in your world, what do you say?
Not a snowball's chance. No way. You know, I know what I've done. I know what I have gone through. You know, I've dislocated everything. I've broken everything. I've literally gone through the wash in terms of my body. You know, I'm getting up out of my car like an old lady because my lower back and everything like that. I'm waking up, you know, like I got ran over by a Mack truck every morning. You know, it's very tough on the body. And
concussions too.
I haven't had concussions.
That's good.
No concussions, but it's just a lot of wear and tear on the body. And I think just from what I can see of her now, she is, and maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse, but the way I see her, she's a star. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to be a star. She can sing, she can dance, she can do stuff, you know? So like, I want to gear her more towards the arts, not martial arts. But she does do jujitsu. Her dad owns a jujitsu academy and he's a black belt. So she absolutely is going to have to know how to defend herself.
Yeah.
And she has to do jujitsu. It's a requirement, but I don't want her to be a fighter just because I know how difficult it is on the physical body. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Wow.
So before we talk about what's coming up at the end of July, where do you see, okay, like you just said, this is a challenging career. It's a tough career. You obviously, many people in your sport have crossed over into other forms of entertainment. You've got the look, you've got all that. You have a great personality. We never met you. And I'm like, wow, this girl pops off the screen. Is that something you are looking to possibly want to do, or maybe you're doing enough, or you're doing it already? I don't know, but you're diving into it.
You know, there's been offers that have come down the pipeline. And I mean, you can call me, you know, dumb for not taking those opportunities, but fighting is where I'm going to make my money, and fighting is where I'm going to get people to know who I am. So I think that the second that you start going the Hollywood route, the second that you focus more on that side is when you lose track of what's really important. And what's really important is getting my hand raised in the octagon. And so right now my focus is 110% fighting. I feel like maybe those opportunities will still be there once I cement my legacy here and what I'm trying to do. But right now I don't want to be putting my hands in different avenues because it requires so much time and, more importantly, dedication and mental dedication that I have to do this sport right now. And, you know, there's only a window of opportunity that I can jump through in this sport, especially for the age. And so I need to make sure that I'm grinding as hard as I can in the fighting world. And then maybe that stuff will come later. But right now my focus is primarily just fighting because it's the most important thing. It's what puts a roof over my head. You know,
when you say legacy, because you have accomplished in this universe that you live in, you know, the fighting world, people know your name. You were one of the coaches at the Ultimate Fighter series, which is a huge series within this business. When you say legacy, what is that exactly? Like in 5 years, you want to look back, if you have to write a book, you're going to say, I feel accomplished because what?
I know what I want in terms of legacy, and I want to go down in the UFC Hall of Fame. I want to be a Hall of Famer. I want my name and my picture on that wall and for people to know that I was a Hall of Famer. You know, when I was doing book reports on your favorite athlete when I was a kid, you would look in the encyclopedia and figure out who you wanted to do your report on, or just maybe you were a fan of Michael Jordan or something like that. I want my legacy to be like that. I want people to, little kids having to do their book reports on me. I want to cement my legacy like that in terms of, you know, forever in the sport, my name will go down in history as being in the Hall of Fame and being one of the best to ever do it in the sport.
Oh my God, I get goosebumps. That's amazing.
For sure.
If you have to pick one MMA female fighter, maybe retired, that you're like, that's my role model. That's who, that's an incredible fighter, incredible human being. I want to be like that, for example. Who?
Male and female. I want to hear both.
No, I think female.
But both. I want to hear both.
Okay.
Okay. So female is a little bit harder because the sport for women is still relatively new.
Yeah, there's, you know, not.
there's not a lot of women that were able to transition. But besides maybe like Gina Carano or Ronda Rousey, but you know, because I know Ronda and I've had personal beef with her, I'm like, I don't want to be like her because she wasn't very nice to me. And she was kind of like,
what was really that beef with Ronda Rousey? What happened?
She just told me that I didn't deserve to breathe the same air as another girl that I choked out. And I thought that that was pretty funny because, you know, they were just literally telling me that I wasn't on her level and that I was not gonna, you know, I couldn't hold a candlestick to her. And then, you know, when I choked her, she was just literally the rudest, meanest girl,
really?
Like just personality wise, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when someone's a B word, you know, when someone's like actually cool, down to earth, humble, like she's not a nice person.
But you don't think she does it for like the shock factor? Like she feels like she needs to create this persona.
That wasn't televised. That was just between the
two
of them.
No, but even maybe, you know, when you believe your own hype and you feel like, you know what, if I'm the antagonist and if I'm, si yo soy la mala de la película, that's what's going to get me somewhere. I wonder if she adapted this persona. Or do you think she's really that harsh? You know, like she's just a B-A-T-C-H.
I do. I think that that's just who she is, you know, and it wasn't just me that noticed it. It was everybody else on the show, all the producers, you know, literally all the people behind the scenes are like, she's not nice, you know? And so but I would say this about her and give her the credit all the way. She's a star and she has made waves in the UFC. She's in the Hall of Fame. She made waves and is still making waves in the WWE. And then she's obviously been able to cross over and do the Hollywood thing. But that's the thing too. The second that she went to Hollywood was the second that she was getting knocked out two fights in a row, and then she never came back.
Yeah,
totally.
And so I think that, you know, the women is a little bit harder to say, you know, who's the hero, because like I said, it's still a relatively new sport.
Was Carano nice to you though? Gina Carano?
I've never met Gina Carano, but I have always been a fan of hers. And I think that she's a phenomenal actress and I really like her style. You know, I think that Gina was, if you were going to choose anyone, it definitely would be Gina, because she's just, you know, the girl next door. She's a lovable personality and she's a sweetheart and you can tell that.
What about Cyborg? Am I saying it correctly? Cyborg?
Yeah. I know Chris. When I was just getting started in the sport, you know, I got some pictures with her as a fangirl, you know, but now, like I said, because the community is still small,
fighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like called me out and she wants to fight me and, you know,
yeah, they're all still active for the most part. Like she's talking about, like, they're all still adversaries. Like there's not like any of these that are like, you're my role model, but I have to fight you next week. Like they're all still kind of in the trenches.
I thought Cyber was retired.
No, she's been doing this for too long.
She's
still going.
Oh, wow.
No. Amanda knocked her out. And then Amanda, she left the UFC and now she's been doing her thing in Bellator, but you know, she's definitely been calling me out, trying to fight me. And so I'm like, but then like, it's so weird because then she offers me to come to her gym and train. So I'm like, you know, I don't know, frenemies, like what's going on?
Yes,
you want to fight me. You keep talking about me, like you want to fight me, but then it's like, you want to be my friend too. It's like so weird. You know, everybody, this is such an incestual sport because of how small it is.
Yeah.
So everybody knows everybody.
So what male model do you look up to as far as the UFC?
Fedor, absolutely. Fedor Emelianenko. Yeah, he's my favorite fighter of all time. And I just love his style. His style of fighting is just pure aggression, gives no Fs. You know, he's going off out there to take your head off. And so Fedor is definitely one that I would absolutely look up to. Plus just a great role model, you know, very respectful, very mature. You know, you don't ever see his names in the headlines as far as getting in trouble or anything like that. He's a godly man. And I really enjoy watching him fight.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need, State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know who I used to love? I still love him. Saint-Pierre?
George Saint-Pierre.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
So yes, I love George Saint-Pierre.
And Silva. Yeah. It's another one that we love. Yeah, yeah. Anderson Silva.
He came by to visit. He was a big fan of my show, funny enough. And he came by set because he was training one of the police officers. And so he came by and was the nicest guy. So nice.
Yes.
Super
I love
cool.
Anderson Silva.
No.
Okay, so you have this rematch. This rematch coming up, which is a massive, massive rematch, obviously. And I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but you were the underdog in the first fight, right? Took her out by submission.
Yeah.
And now it's, you guys are both the Ultimate Fighter coaches. Nunez, I don't know if she didn't say her name right now, but I'm sure it fires you up. You guys have a rematch coming up.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. July 30th, right?
Yes. July 30th at the American Airlines Stadium in Dallas, Texas.
We need to go, Eric.
Oh,
let's
my
go.
Gosh. The fight's going to be
you
bananas.
Guys should come, please.
I know. Oh, that'd be amazing.
I would love it.
That'd be amazing.
I got my cowboy hat. I got my boots. I'm ready to go.
I love it.
I'm going to look and see if
are
I can get time off work.
Kind of friends. Like, I know on the show, you guys have some, like, differences, but are you guys like, do you like each other? Is there a lot of dislike?
Is there respect? Or I mean, you have to respect everybody, I guess, a little bit, but
I don't know that she respects me. I definitely respect her. But no, we're not friends. No, we are not friends.
It's all real.
Oh yeah. No, it's 100% real. Like, I mean, we're not friends. I'm not braiding her hair. I'm not asking her how she's doing. Like, none of that. Like, this is somebody who's going to try to, you know, knock my head through a wall, and I'm going to be trying to do the same thing to her, you know? So it's all business. It's a fist fight. You know, she's been in the game long enough. She knows how it is. And so do I. So it's, we can, you know, grab a beer or whatever afterwards, but we're absolutely not friends. But I wouldn't drink beer anyways. I mean, we can get a drink if she wants, but like, I'm not her friend.
What goes into, I mean, it's kind of a broad question. I mean, there's a ton of work goes into a rematch like this, but I'm assuming you train similar, but now you have some advantages because you've been in the ring and you know a bit more about your opponent versus training against somebody who you're trying to emulate your opponent, right? Does it feel like there's more pressure, or is it just a matter of staying even keel, getting your work done, laying the groundwork, trusting the process, and go?
You know, it's just about being cool, calm, and collected. And I am at the most peace when I know that I'm putting in the work. And so every day I wake up, I train 2 to 3 times a day, every single day. My only days off are on Sunday. And I'm just putting in so much time and dedicating, you know, 110% of myself into this fight. So when I know that I'm doing that, then I'm at peace. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm realizing, you know, that on July 30th, we're going to supposedly share 25 minutes in the octagon together again. And, you know, you can make peace with that when you know how hard you've been working, and you kind of just leave it, you know, leave it all the rest up to God.
If we can make this happen and go, we have to talk to Mario. Our buddy Mario's good friends with Dana. Like, we got to talk to somebody. We got to go. We got to get in this fight and be in your corner.
Oh my God. Before
you go, we want to hear about your NFT collection, because I know that's something important to you as well. You have a new NFT collection coming out, right?
Yes. Speaking of being in my corner, you could actually win a chance to actually be in my literal corner. So that means that, like, while I'm going and getting ready in the back room, while I'm getting my hands wrapped, when I enter the stadium, when I walk out into the tunnel and go into the cage, and while I'm fighting and you're in my corner, that could be you. So
through the NFT,
with the NFT.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
I'm dropping this NFT. It's a behind the scenes super fan club. It's for people that, you know, are hardcore fans of mine. They can help me pick my walkout song. They can help me pick out what color my nails are going to be for the week of the fight. And they can also win an opportunity to be in my corner, to be a part of my team, to sit cage side with my team, and to be there and experience it just as much as I am. Wow. Aside from the fact that they're not going to have to get punched in the face for it.
So how do you do that? How do you do that?
It's julianapena.xyz, and you can sign up. It's up and running. So we're going to, hopefully one fan's going to win, and somebody's going to be walking out there with me to the octagon.
So how does it work? The highest bidder is the one that gets it?
You're asking me. Yeah.
It's a raffle. So it's a raffle. So when it drops, you're going to get to buy an opportunity, and then whoever wins the raffle will get the shot, pending that they, you know, pass a background check and everything like
that. Of course. But everybody pays the same, and it's literally just lottery. Somebody grabs the name and you win. Okay. So it's not the highest bidder. Okay.
I'm going to your Instagram now. Is there information on there too?
Yes, there is. It's all over my story.
Great.
I see it.
I see it on your bio too.
I want to win it. Yep. How can I cheat so I can win it? How can you grab my name?
I just started following you. That's why I'm going to stalk you now. I'm going to follow you. I got you. We're going to get some information.
Can you get two people to go? One person for the NFT and then me?
I'm so sorry. No, I don't think so. You know, my team has been working so hard on this.
That sounds incredible.
Those are some great questions. I think it's just one person
And how can I do it?
You got to bid.
I got to bid. There's no bidding. You just have to it. And then my name needs to be picked up.
Draw, it's a draw.
I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to start manifesting tonight.
I believe in that. I believe in that.
Yeah.
We can literally chat with you all day. I know you have to go. But thank you so much for being on the show with us. You're awesome. And go kick some butt out there. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Amazing. Thank you so much for the time. God bless.
Of course.
Take care.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So how can I get this ruffle?
Ruffle or raffle?
Raffle. Oh.
Ruffles are potato chips. You can probably get those anytime you want.
How can I get this raffle? What is it?
Raffle.
Raffle. Okay. Because I want to have that
first
NFT.
First of all, how cool is she?
She's amazing.
I literally want to keep talking for like, I know she has to probably go.
I had so many stories that I wanted to tell, and so many questions, but
it, I had so many stories I wanted to learn about. Like, she's got all the inside track.
And she's I wonder how long she had to, I mean, of course, the entire pregnancy. And then how long before she had delivered the baby, her daughter, how long before she could go back to full-time training and fighting?
All great questions, and we just had her.
I know. I had too many. I wanted to ask her about her thoughts about Serrano, the Puerto Rican fighter that just fought the Irish lady, and they stole that from her, because I'm sure that she follows boxing, especially female boxing. So I wanted to hear about her thoughts and opinion about that, and I didn't have time to ask that. But most important, how can I go get that NFT so I can be part of the raffle?
I just clicked on it. You got to go to her site, and you got to go in her bio, and there it is.
Okay. She didn't give me any privileges. I thought she was going to be like, okay, no. Perfect. You're invited. I'm the raffle winner.
Juliana Pena's corner site experience.
The other girl, Nunez, where is she from?
Amanda Nunez? I don't know.
Can you check right now?
But she's also...
Can you imagine she's Puerto Rican? No, she's not. Amanda Nunez. So for those of you who don't follow UFC MMA, Amanda Nunez is another...
Brazilian. Oh, yeah. I think she's from Brazil.
She's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. You know that better than me.
Age 34. Wow. 5'8". Amanda's... Juliana's 5'6". 135. How old is... Siri, how old is Juliana Pena?
It's Siri, not Siri. Oh. This is going well. All right, let's wrap this up. We'll talk about this more later. We're just like chatting. All right, till next time.
Love you.
Love you. 32. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.